Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, looking at history here in the state of Michigan. In the 174 years that Michigan has elected its secretaries of state, Democrats have only seen six of their candidates win the post, with just three of them serving beyond one term in office. Former secretaries of state were James Hare, Democrat, 1954 through 1970. Richard Austin, he served the longest, 1971 until 1990. And current Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson will end up serving two terms. However, from the 100-year period of time between 1852 to 1952, only three other Democrats were elected to one two-year term. Back then, during that time period, terms were only 2 years. They ran on the same cycle as state representatives. William Graves, 1852, Daniel Soper, 1890, and Leon Case in 1936. Well, in total, Michigan has held 72 elections in which the public elected the Secretary of State. Democratic nominees have only won 18 of the 72. Prior to the 1850 Constitution, Secretary of State was an appointed position by the governor. By comparison, 27 Republicans have served as Secretary of State, with 22 of them serving more than one term. For 80 years, between 1854 and 1934, only one Democratic candidate ever won. The other office where Democrats have fared much better was Attorney General. 10 of the Democrat candidates have won their election, including the longest serving official in Michigan's history. That was Frank Kelly. He served Michigan as an elected Attorney General from 1954 until 1998. Very, very interesting history. So we'll see where this ends up this year. Now, the one thing that is proving to be very interesting, and again, it's going to come down to who the Democrats endorse at their convention on Sunday, April the 19th. If they end up going with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, polling numbers are showing that Anthony Ferlini will beat him easily in November. The history shows that if the Republican candidate for Secretary of State wins, the Attorney General candidate wins. And depending on who the Republicans nominate for governor, could be a very interesting race up and down the entire ticket. Mike Rogers getting all this financial support from these two PACs, running for U.S. Senate, strong candidate for Secretary of State, Attorney General, Governor, could be a red trifecta at the end of the November election. But we got a long way to go, and we've got to get oil prices and gas prices back down and hopefully get the economy moving. So very, very interesting dynamic happening. And let's see, do I have time? Yes, I think I do have time for this other story. One of the things that the state of Michigan looking at is bits and tidbits. There it is. Pictures still coming in of congressmen on spring break being sent to TMZ. Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman says, while James vacations in the Caribbean sun, working families in Michigan are paying the price. So going after Congressman John James, candidate for governor. Before going on spring break, James wrote a letter to the acting chief administrative office for the House to withhold his salary until appropriation bills fund the Department of Health and Human Services are signed into law. Interesting, interesting statement. Meanwhile, two Michigan communication strategists with backgrounds on both sides of the aisle are working together on a growing bipartisan effort to use a no vote on a constitutional convention. This is interesting. Mark Fisk of Byram and Fisk Advocacy Communications, as well as John Selleck, founder of Harbor Strategies, longtime communication pros who are well known and well respected among lawmakers, lobbyists, and policymakers in Lansing, are working together with Protect My Constitution from Special Interests. Acronym is PMCFSI. They together are going to encourage a no vote on Proposal 1. The two, Selleck as well as Fisk, put out a joint statement that says a con will bring Michigan's economy to a screeching halt for years. It'll be bad news for small businesses, job providers, and families who are already feeling financially squeezed. Selleck advised Republican leaders in the past, including Governor John Engler. So proposal one, they're asking is for a no vote from Michigan voters. Vote no on a con. Well, I'm of the same position. Not supporting a con in any way, shape, or form. Sorry, so many people are calling for a convention of the states. Not interested. Not interested in a Article 5. Not interested in a state con. Leave our constitutions alone. So, very much going to stay strong on that position. Let's see, what was the other tidbit? There was one other tidbit I wanted to get to. Oh, there it is. Federal appeals court panel rejected Donald Trump's administration's request to impose restrictions on grant funding that would have left thousands across the country without a place to live. NESL and a multi-state coalition sued the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development back in November after HUD changed and placed conditions on continuum of care programs. The largest resource for federal homelessness assistance funding to dramatically reduce the amount of grant funds that could be spent on permanent housing. A district judge sided with the states back in December, and past Wednesday, U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed it. Federal appellate court rejected the Trump's administration to impose restrictions on grant funding. So, a lot of these cases moving through the courts rather quickly and waiting for the United States Supreme Court to finish up their opinions late June as they wrap up their term June 30th. Quick little note on Michigan's unemployment. Michigan's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate has unchanged between December and January, staying at 5%, according to the report that was released last Friday. Employment decreased by 10,000 over the month, while the number of unemployed people increased only by 3,000. National unemployment rate declined by 1/10 of a point to 4.3. Michigan's jobless rate remains 7.7 tenths of a point above the U.S. rate. So those are all the short stories we have. We'll wrap up the final segment with, again, a reminder about the month of July and all the things that we're moving forward to, looking forward to Saturdays in July this summer. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
On board a westbound 747. Didn't
think... Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to remind you again that if you are currently a precinct delegate, that your service for being elected back in August of 2024 is over. You have to actually file a new affidavit for identity to run for precinct delegate this year. I did a podcast about being a precinct delegate. I produced it as a YouTube video with the audio podcast. If you would like me to text you a link to that, simply text me PD for precinct delegate. This will get you a podcast explanation to share with your friends. I'm asking that you guys recruit fellow patriots to run for precinct delegate this year. So again, if you'd like that information, text me at 231-360-5140 PD for precinct delegate, and I'll send you the information. We have to get more folks involved as precinct delegates this year. It's going to play a very critical role at the upcoming state convention, the end of August, to confirm the endorsed candidates, number one, and also influence county parties. New leadership among these executive committees, chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, and people that sit on committees. The biggest committee, the most important one for any county party, of course, is membership. You have to grow your members. You've got to get more people involved in the local county party. County parties are the ones that are the drop-off points for signs, for campaigns, also door knocking and phone banking. Phone calls are the most important. Door knocking is the best. And that requires a lot of people, especially younger people. I would love for you to share the podcast YouTube video with young people. Give them a sense of public service, get them involved in the communities, and get them to become part of our county parties. Old people are dying off, and we have to train our replacements. So highly, highly, highly recommend you text me PD, and I'll send you the information. The bottom line, we need more members, especially heading into this August primary and then the November general election. We need more members. We need more workers. Very critical election to make sure we get out the vote. Now, we do have four Saturdays coming up in July. We need you to know about these events and also to be able to start reserving your tickets. Big party, America, 250th birthday party, Saturday, 4th of July, down at Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of M115 in Clare County. Mark Farner's American Band. I've been told by the mountain that the tickets will be up for sale here shortly, so just mark your calendars, reserve the date. Friday afternoon and Saturday, July 10th and 11th, we will be at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. The following Saturday, third Saturday in July, July 18th, is going to be the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Antrim County Conservative Union benefiting the Antrim County Republican Party. We've been inviting all of the governor candidates. It'll be a couple weeks before the August 4th primary. They most likely will all attend, and you'll be able to hear from them and ask your questions. And then lastly, Saturday, July 25th, fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party in all 83 counties. Ted Nugent is going to do a fundraiser concert back at Liberty Mountain, Saturday, July 25th. Tickets are already up for sale on Priceslide. You put in your information, name, address, phone number, email, and your credit card, and that simply reserves you a seat. Final pricing lowers the price. The more and more people buy the tickets, the more the ticket prices will go down. For example, right now, $60 general seating tickets will go all the way down to $39 the more people that buy it. So very excited about that. Busy, busy, busy Saturdays in July. We're going to have fun before the election. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, Sheboygan.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan.